presented by Listen Headlines, latest world news from trusted sources.
Washington Post World, January 22, 1218 America, New York, Wuhan, I Am Here, film follows volunteers in sealed city. The homeless, the sick, the elderly. For people who fell through the cracks of the official system, the then unprecedented decision to isolate the central Chinese city of Wuhan and its 13 million people was a matter of life or death. Washington Post World, January 22, 1216 America, New York. Fire in residential building kills 2, injures 17 in Mumbai. A fire in a 19-story building has killed at least 2 people and injuring 17 others in Mumbai, India's financial and entertainment capital. Washington Post World, January 22, 1201 America, New York. Despite key win, Venezuela's opposition split over strategy. A deeply symbolic victory for Venezuela's opposition hasn't resolved a deep divide over its strategy. Washington Post World, January 22, 12 o'clock America, New York. Military trainers, missiles and over 200,000 pounds of lethal aid. What NATO members have sent Ukraine so far. Ukraine is not a NATO member and does not benefit from the organization's mutual defense pact, but Kyiv has received significant defense support since Russia annexed its Crimea region. New York Times World News, January 22, 522 America, New York. Thich Nhat Hanh, quotes from a Zen master. People talk about entering nirvana, but we are already there, said the Buddhist monk, who died on Saturday. Here is a short selection of his remarks. Thich Nhat Hanh at his temple in Hue, Vietnam, in 2019. New York Times World News, January 22, 5 o'clock America, New York. What a potential Russian invasion means in Chernobyl. Ukraine has initiated a defensive strategy for the Chernobyl exclusion zone, one of the most radioactive places on Earth, which lies on the shortest path between Russia and Ukraine's capital, Kyiv. The abandoned town of Pripyat, Ukraine, near the Ukraine-Belarus border. Washington Post World, January 22, 5 o'clock America, New York. Airlines in Europe say they are flying near empty planes as Omicron derails travel. They say EU rules mean they can't stop. One airline says it may need to fly 18,000. Poorly booked flights this winter, a figure the EU disputes. New York Times World News, January 22, 5 o'clock America, New York. How China's Xi Jinping is staging the Beijing Olympics on his terms. From Beijing's unexpected bid through the coronavirus pandemic, China has managed to fulfill its promises and cow its critics. Xi Jinping, China's leader. Mr. Xi put his personal prestige on the line when China bid to host the 2022 Winter Games, and the country has come through on its promises.
CNN World News, January 22, 441 America, New York. Saudi-led coalition denies targeting Yemeni detention center after airstrikes kill 70. The coalition led by Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates fighting in Yemen denied that it deliberately targeted a detention center in airstrikes on Friday that killed dozens and caused a nationwide internet blackout. Mirror World News, January 22, 425 America, New York. Mum, 27, drops dead washing clothes after machine gives her fatal electric shock. Ties to Oliveira Rost, 27, was alone at her home when the tragedy happened.
Washington Post World, January 22, 407 America, New York. Ex-Malaysia PM Mahathir, 96, hospitalized at Heart Institute. Former Malaysian Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad has been hospitalized for the third time in just over a month, sparking concerns over his health. RT World News, January 22, 402 America, New York. Lab monkeys on the loose present potential infection risk. Police are searching for several macaques that escaped a truck after a crash. A truck carrying some 100 monkeys was involved in a crash with a dump trailer in Montour County, Pennsylvania on Friday afternoon. Washington Post World, January 22, 343 America, New York. First flights leave Chinese city Xi'an as travel curbs ease. The first commercial airline flights in 1 month have taken off from Xi'an in western China as the government eased travel curbs imposed after a coronavirus outbreak ahead of next month's Winter Olympics in Beijing. Washington Post World. January 22, 317 America, New York. China's success taming virus could make exit strategy harder. The sweeping, zero-tolerance policies that China has employed to protect its people and economy from COVID-19 may, paradoxically, make it harder for the country to exit the pandemic.
BBC News World. January 22, 307 America, New York. U.S. police hunt monkeys missing after motorway crash. The monkeys were being transported to a lab in Florida but escaped after the accident in Pennsylvania.
Fox World News. January 22, 305 America, New York. Mexico resort shooting leaves two Canadian tourists dead, one wounded. Two Canadians were killed Friday and one more wounded in a shooting at a hotel along Mexico's Caribbean coast, state authorities said.
Washington Post World. January 22, 302 America, New York. Russia toughens its posture amid Ukraine tensions. With tens of thousands of Russian troops positioned near Ukraine, the Kremlin has kept the U.S. and its allies guessing about its next moves in the worst security crisis to emerge between Moscow and the West since the Cold War. Washington Post World. January 22, 3 o'clock America, New York. Two brothers were separated in India during the partition. 74 years later, they have finally reunited. India's partition in 1947 fractured families. Today, volunteer groups running YouTube channels have cropped up with a sole purpose, to reunite them. Washington Post World. January 22, 258 America, New York. Yemeni rebels say death toll from prison airstrike at 80. Yemen's Houthi rebels say the death toll from a Saudi-led coalition airstrike that hit a prison run by the rebels has climbed to at least 80 detainees. Washington Post World. January 22. 256 America, New York. Australia delivers water, telecommunications aid to Tonga. Three flights from Australia carrying food, water, medical supplies and telecommunications equipment have landed in Tonga, as the Pacific nation continues to grapple with the aftermath of an underwater volcanic eruption.